Or what about the if you go fishing, the thing that they don't use it much anymore, but they used to use digging the ground for
worms?
Yeah. Is that, you just call them that? Or
worms, or I guess when they advertised it, for fish and night crawlers.
Okay. What kind of fish are caught locally?
Trout, mostly. And then some bass. Mostly rainbow trout, though.
In the rivers?
Yeah.
In the creeks. But what about the bass also?
Bass are mostly in the reservoirs in the south.
And, uh-huh. That's about the only kind?
Uh-huh. Well, let me see what else they have. I have. I guess that's about it.
You don't have much wetland around there, certainly, so you probably don't have many of these hopping things.
Or grasshoppers?
Or nobody.
Crickets? Or hopping things.
Bigger things. Things. Well, you have varieties of them, probably. In fact, there are even some in the desert, I think. A kind of Calaveras County, you know.
Frogs.
Yeah, now, do you have any of these at all?
A few frogs, mostly toads, though.
All right. Do you know, I have a name for these small ones? You don't see those. Frogs, tree frogs.
Never see them.
Okay. What's the great big one called?
Bullfrog.
Yeah. And out in the desert, they have these things that are what kinds of critters are on the desert?
Rabbits.
Okay. What kind of rabbits?
Jackrabbits, mostly. Uh-huh. A few cottontails.
Uh-huh. Jackrabbits are big ones?
They're the ones that aren't edible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they have huge legs and long ears and no meat on them at all.
Okay, what about other kinds of things that live in the desert that are kind of more like toads and snakes, a cross between a toad and a snake, kind of reptiles?
Oh, have Gila monsters, I guess.
Yeah.
Lizards.
Yeah, what kind of lizards, you know?
Okay.
So really, Salt Lake City is really more part of the desert.
Sort of the transition from the desert to the mountains.
Yeah, it's west of the Rockies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, but out in the ocean, these things, the pearls are found in.
Clams.
Yeah. Or
oysters.
Yeah. All right. Now, on a. You look up in the sky and you see a big, big black
cloud.
All right, and you wake up some morning and you can't see in Atlanta. I don't know if you ever have this in Utah. What is it?
Fog.
Do you have it much of that
in the winter?
Uh huh.
Smog.
All right. Do you ever have it black, where it comes up from the ice and it's called? Do you ever have anything called black fog?
No.
Okay. Now, how about some different kinds of rainstorms?
Oh, just let me see. What do we call them? Cloudbursts.
Yeah.
Gully washers. I think that's a term they use. Yeah. Gully washers. Those are thunderstorms.
Yeah. Do you have any names for snowstorms?
Blizzards. Flurries.
All right. Anything else relating to snow?
No.
The local terms. How about ice storms?
We don't have them.
Never.
Mm-mm.
That's too dry, I guess. Is that why?
I don't know. I've never seen an ice storm until I came here.
Oh, you've seen them here. You haven't seen a good one yet.
No. I missed the big one this winter.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't even a good one this winter.
Oh, that's good then.
In the farmer has to watch out for his crops in the fall.
Because of hailstones.
Hail. Or because of a killing.
Oh, killer frost, early frost.
All right. What about hailstorms?
You have those in the summertime.
Yeah.